Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Oh, I got one to talk about today, and it's been talked about before, but I'm going to do it for me. We'll talk about that after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, got a review of a PDF dungeon called Tomb of the Serpent Kings. And this is by a gentleman named, or a person named Skirples. I bought the book, The Monster Overhaul, which I've got to review in the future, if I haven't done it already by the time you hear this. I'm just going to say it's a fantastic book, and I'll get into it when I do a video review. But this is a piece, and I go, Skirples, who's that guy, or the person? I look through my stuff on my hard disk. Oh, yeah, Tomb of the Serpent Kings. Okay, now, let's talk about that. For a GM, is a fantastic resource. It's a dungeon. That's all it is. And it's a learning dungeon. It's a first level dungeon. It's wonderful. First third level characters. And what I like is the fact it's so damn versatile. Now, I've talked about my philosophy about dungeons before. I always have a hard time. Why are there dungeons in a fantasy world? What purpose do they serve? And I'm always trying to come up with some, justification on, and I usually do pretty good. I try and be practical about my dungeons. But there's one area about dungeons, having dungeons, that I think is pretty much indispensable is for beginner players, beginner dungeons and for beginner players. And there's a lot of examples out there, the most prominent being something like the Keep on the Borderlands or In Search of Adventure B1 and B2 from TSR, which is the coast, whatever. And it's good. I like it. I mean, it has a story with it too. So, it's good, but Let me get into the Tomb of the Serpent Kings. I'll explain why it's not my first go-to. This would be my go-to right here. I have a couple of things that I'm going to go. I've got a haunted monastery or a monastery taken over by lizard men that I got off of one-page dungeons that I also use. But it's the same thing. I use it the same way for beginning gamers. And if you look through this thing, it is just freaking fantastic, because it comes up, the first introduction, it shows you what's its modules for, and there are certain things, it says, I disagree with, and it's like, okay, change it if you want. Basically, it's telling you, change it if you want. And it gives you a couple of good ideas, because, why would the PCs go there? Okay, fine. You go through the dungeon and you read it. There's thematic areas. The first thing you come up with is a false tomb, then a true tomb and a chasm. There's goblin warrens. There's a freaking lich in here, believe it or not. Wow. For instance, I turn to the first page of the dungeon and it's the false tomb. Talks about an entrance hall and guard tombs. And it says you find these hollow statues. There's a gold amulet, but there is a trap, a cloud of poison gas. And there's a little box down there. And they say they're called lessons. Lessons. The dungeon is organized. There are patterns. There is a hidden treasure. there is hidden danger, and et cetera, et cetera. And got all these little things, because not only for the beginning players, it's for the new dungeon, you know, game master, the neophyte game master, which makes it all the more better. And here's one of the things I like about this over, say, In Search of Adventure or Keep on the Borderlands. Especially Keep on the Borderlands, Gary does a really good job of explaining why things are in those, but it's like, it's, once again, not just box text, but I mean, you know, he just goes, they go on and on and explain everything, which is fine, but if I'm a new dungeon master, I don't want to sit here, a game master, I don't want to sit here and just read reams of paragraphs of text. This comes in little boxes for every other places, like a door hammer trap shows you there's a deadly traps, false king's tombs, things aren't what they seem, and et cetera, et cetera. And it's right there. It says, this is why this is here. This is what they show. And this is what, you know, you use to run the dungeon. And it's got a big map. It's got a regular map that you can hand out. And it's also got in the back, what I like, is the fact that you read through this thing, and then in the back it's got a GM's map, which is like 2 pages, and everything's on the map. The room numbers, the what's in the map, I love stuff like that. I absolutely adore it, because that's the way I want to do my dungeon. If I'm doing a dungeon or something like that, that's the way I want to do it. But it's hard to do because, you know, you only have so much room on a dungeon map. But the thing he manages to do is he's got all these box text to, okay, number 47, look over more number 47. Let's say number, I don't know, 46, 47. Here it is. It's a goblin warren. And it just tells him rocks and grease, mulch, and I'm trying to read this without my reading glasses, so mushrooms rot and damp, and it does it the same way I write my notes for my dungeon, like bullet points. Just give me what's in there, I will do the rest. This is why I have to go through box text and like narrow it down to things like that, because, you know, I'm doing this and I just need the info. Give me the info, the raw info. I will do the rest. That's my job. I'm a game master. That's my job. So that's, I love the way he does this. This guy, and you know, each page, if it doesn't have it, if there's a section, it'll give you it'll show you the section of pictures. And it comes up with stuff like, you know, like one room, there's a basilisk and a chain. And you can either fight the basilisk, or befriend the basilisk, or let the basilisk go, who will immediately leave the dungeon because it does not like being there. You know why the basilisk is there? They can figure that out. There's a lich in there. That's where the lich is. That's something that he put there to keep people out. So there are several ways you can do this, and you encourage the players to do stuff like that. Now, what makes this... Okay, this is fantastic in itself already, but what makes it gold, it is so adaptable. It is so adaptable to other, you don't have to run it for neophytes. You don't have to run it for first-time players. You can run it for anybody because it makes it so easy to change this stuff up. And I can steal out of this. You know, I use this for a lot of stuff here for my other dungeons. There's a goblin warren in the bottom with a bunch of goblins. And boom, I got a goblin lair right there. I can steal that. And it is just, I love things that are so damn versatile. I've got another thing on here called the Quintessential Dungeon. It was a one-page dungeon. I forget who did it. I'm sorry, I don't remember. But anyway, maybe I can look it up. Let's take a look. I know it's right here on my, it's Will Doyle, the Quintessential Dungeon. And it is just a dungeon. It gives you traps and stuff like that, which you can do to use. Okay, here's a generic dungeon. It's like the Monster Overhaul does that too. It gives you generic things, generic places. But I'll get into that when I do the review. But the point is, you can take this and bend it to your will as a GM. Bend it to your will. And just, it's wonderful. Where do you find it? You find it on DriveThruRPG. It's about $3 to $5. And it's free. It's free. It's a free PDF. If you want a print copy, it's about $3, $5, $8 with shipping. So, and I went and I, for some reason, I got the printout. I mean, I've got the PDF, but I got the printed out thing. And this is the kind of thing where, this is one of the places where I'd make an exception about writing in modules because it's so damn cheap. And I usually write in pencil anyway, and I can erase it. So, so you can have a copy that you want to print out. You can print it out easily for yourself. I think somewhere around here, I've got the map from the back. I think I printed out in 4 pages and taped them together. And that's mainly so I can read it. And, you know, I would use that. I stuck that in my little encyclopedia pocket as one of my hip pocket dungeons, which is something I always carry. Actually, I put it there and I also put it in my bag of holding for, as like I said, hip pocket dungeons. Just something you got, you can run that at a moment's notice. If you got people say, hey, I want to learn how to play D&D. You play D&D? Yeah. Can you run something? Sure. Give me an hour. 15 minutes, whatever. And I'll pull out one of these. And these kind of things are so easy to make stories around. So easy. I mean, that the one with the monastery with the lizard man, I made it about a couple of brother clerics. One got killed or turned into some weird thing. The other guy went to town. He's drinking himself into oblivion. And he tells the player characters about it. And they go and try and, you know, clean it up, whatever. But that's just one way to go it. I mean, I use this for a Halloween. I use this as a basis for a Halloween game about a snake cult. A snake cult in the woods who created this giant like flesh golem, Frankenstein monster type thing with a snake head. And it was done by this rogue elf, wood elf, who was evil and left the tribe and all this other stuff, who was working with the Serpent Man, and he was like, you know, he was a scientist, he knew how to make this thing, so they got him, blah, 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 blah. And it worked out great. We had a lot of fun with that. Anyway, Tomb of the Serpent Kings by Skirples. Check it out. Go get it. It's great. Now, I got to start my day. So, if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or drop a voicemail on Spotify for Podcasters, it's Spotify for Podcasters. If you want to do a single donation, I have a Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Sars, and Benjamin Brodel. Thank you very much, guys. For other good podcasts, Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.